Do you want to stay home and make money from your home kitchen? Welcome to Kitchen Dough. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and I have an answer for that.
Please
Heck
share.
Heck yes!
Right?
Please. All right, so this is Kitchen Dough. It's a new series by Momstown, Momstown 365. We are focusing on how to make money from your home kitchen with Kitchen Dough.
That's right. So in the beginning, we're going to talk about maybe like the recipe. You might have a recipe and how we can move forward with that part of it. But there's so many more things you can do at home.
So many more ways to make money from your home kitchen. You can make money with a home-based food business, which is the cottage food industry. You can make money like we started with a podcast from our home kitchens.
Right.
You can make money making jewelry, making candles, making soaps, crafts. I mean, there's just so... You can make money as a photographer working from your home kitchen table.
That's right. You can be a podcaster from your home kitchen table.
There's just so many different things. You can do bookkeeping, medical bill. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, right? So we're Kitchen Dough is a new series that we're launching with Momstown and Momstown 365 on helping moms make money from their home kitchens. I love this.
Yeah, and actually... You know, the pandemic hopefully being behind us now, or the good chunk of it, we all got used to staying home.
Yes.
Now,
and realizing that you can work from home and it can work.
Technology aids us in being able to do whatever we need to from home. And moms,
most things.
Most things, yeah.
Yes.
And moms want to be home with their kids.
Working from home allows you the freedom and the flexibility. And being your own boss gives you the autonomy to be able to take care of the kids when you need to go on vacations, to be able to get things done on your schedule and not someone else's schedule.
So Heather and I have been doing this for a very long time.
A very, very long
time.
When
our kids were little and now they're in college or graduated from college. So that's how long we've been doing this. And we've learned so many things. And mind you, we did this when technology was not our friend. There was no social media.
Can you believe that we've been, like, technically podcasting? We were podcasting before it was called podcasting. So we were doing internet-based radio before Facebook?
Yes, and then we would...
Are we really that old?
We are that old. And we would...
We're that experienced.
We are that experienced. We would put the MP3 link in our newsletter and put it on our website, and... I do the same thing now. I take the MP3 and we upload it to momstown365.com with our Simplecast partner. Same end result.
And over the years, we've learned how to monetize our business, and we can help you monetize. So with Kitchen Dough, we've also been very eclectic in what we do.
Yes.
From home. You've run VRBOs, so we're going to do a series on how to make money with a VRBO.
So you think you want to run a vacation rental property.
So you think.
Okay, I will tell you the ups, the downs, the ins, the outs, and the money you can make, and the plumbers you'll meet. 3 plumbers in a week for me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a lot involved, and it's not, you know, the glamorous
it's very
side,
doable.
And it's yes,
very, very profitable.
Yeah,
and I will be perfectly frank with you on it. So we're
as
gonna do
you
a series.
Always are.
Yes, I am kind of direct. So we'll do a series on that.
Kind of.
And also, I wanted to mention you were saying, you know, the different things that moms can do from home and profit from, you know, sell. We went to. That a door place where they rent a small space.
Yes.
And they...
It's a collective.
It's a collective.
Of
right.
crafters.
Yes. And even gals who go up to, like, maybe L.A., the Mart, if it's open, and they buy handbags, and that's their booth.
Yeah.
Or they buy a certain style of clothing that they love. And then you have the candle lady. Then you have... the artist of making jewelry and multiple of those and toffee.
Right.
And greeting cards. So.
And we know moms who have launched businesses with their making their own jewelry, making their own candles, not just reselling.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah, that's mm-hmm. my point. Is like you, I mean, I have a friend, she's been making jewelry for years, and like every 3 months she would have us all over for wine and cheese and buy her jewelry.
Right.
That she painstakingly made.
That she did. So she's she's doing her own trunk shows.
Yes.
So we will do a series on trunk shows and how to make money with your own trunk shows. And then I'm going to also be talking about how to make money with a cottage food business, how to turn a recipe. And that's one of the series that we have. That's the first series that we're launching with Kitchen Dough, is how to make money from your home kitchen with a cottage food business, with a home-based food business.
Right. Grandma's recipe or something you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah.
I mean, because I'm now making beach donuts. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk? Beach and donuts would go in the same sentence.
My empty nest project.
Yes.
Turned into a beach donut business.
And it works.
And it works. And so Kitchen Dough is all about helping you, inspiring you, motivating you to take that idea and turn it into a business, your own cottage food or cottage business. I mean, a cottage business is something that you work from home anyway.
Right. You know, there's so many ways. If you have something that really speaks to you, you could probably white label it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can talk about all these different things that people do.
There are people making a fortune just selling things and reselling things on Amazon.
And eBay's still alive.
Yes.
Do you remember we used to sell, or I don't know if it was just my show, way back, used to sell banner ads on eBay.
Yes.
People would bid for them.
When you were doing the show for Entrepreneur Magazine.
Yes, and then Cheryl Demas from Wham!, she made a ton of money.
Not the musical group Wham.
No, work at home mom Wham. Wham.com. But we
Sam,
learned.
Stay at home mom Wham. Work from home. Work at home. Work from home.
Yeah.
But and we were just talking. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yes, I do.
But I'm going to interrupt you.
Yes, you are.
We were just talking about it's been consistent. We started this doing this, you know, umpteen years ago. But one thing has not changed. Women still want to find ways to make money from home. Period.
Yes.
That has not changed.
Not at all. And it's so funny. It doesn't matter how old you are.
No.
Like I know my friend Samantha, she's 25 and she started a photography business. And in the old days, moms just wanted to bring in $500, help pay the electric bill, maybe pay some groceries, sneak out and get her hair done. And that was it. Now it's closer to 1,000 or more.
Well, and we're talking to also empty nest moms who want to make money from home. They're at retirement age, but they're not really ready to retire. They're kind of like, well, now what? What do I still want to do something? Do I just want to volunteer, or do I want to create a little business, or do I? So there's just all kinds of possibilities.
Well, we haven't even talked about franchising, network marketing.
Right. So we do want to hear what you think about this topic of kitchen dough, making money from your home kitchen. And so head on over to Momstown 365. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter and let us know, or reach out to us at Heather at Momstown or Mary at Momstown.com, and let us know what you think about kitchen dough and how important it is for you to make money from your home kitchen.
Yeah, and we really, really want to hear from you. So definitely go over to our site, momstown365.com. Sign up for the newsletter, because we do shout outs. We profile you smart moms out there making money.
Yes, we do. So be bold, be creative. Momstown 365, we're here for you every day.